This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Just before we continue with our next scheduled segment, which of course is Macca's opinion, I would like to just acknowledge that we've had a number of messages from listeners, a number of people who have expressed concern about what's occurring in the US, and a number of people who've expressed concern about what's occurring in the retail sector as well. A glimmer of good news is that Russell from Elwood has just become a member of Joy. Welcome, Russell. So, Macca, what's got you excited this week?
Well, Tass, when I was preparing for this last night, I was reading a number of pieces because I wanted to confirm some figures, and I came across a paragraph in an article that I'm going to start off with, and it is just a bit of free advice. If you happen to be an idiot periodically because you're human and you are overrun in extraordinary circumstances, then contrition is best. It's best to say, I'm terribly sorry, I was an idiot, and I intend to work day and night to not be an idiot again.
So who said that, Macca?
I think it might have been Samantha Maiden.
Who is?
A journalist. So let me speak today about a minister that, quite frankly, is a dangerous idiot and a fool. A minister who, before he entered Parliament in 2007, studied for and achieved a master's degree in information technology and was chief executive of an IT recruitment company. So you would expect that the said minister would have a better than average understanding of IT and the internet. I don't think that's a really big stretch. Minister Stuart Robert, he had to repay $38,000, yes, $38,000 for about 3 years of internet data downloads. His data limit was 50 gigabytes a month. That's a pretty reasonable limit three or four years ago, even in these days of home isolation. But Minister Robert used around 300 gigabytes a month, so he had to pay for every gigabyte over his 50 gigabyte allowance. But actually, I'm wrong there. We had to pay for his incredible, ridiculous and excessive downloading. I don't know what he was downloading, but whatever it was, there was a lot of it. He blamed connectivity issues for the amount charged to taxpayers. He didn't say what he used so much data for, one can only imagine, or who he did these downloads through. Now, during his time as Communications Minister in 2014, Malcolm Turnbull famously argued that people who wanted to connect to the NBN should buy a house where it was available. Now, obviously, Stuart Robert didn't get that email. He must have been downloading something else. When he was questioned about his bill, he said, I can confirm that the NBN is now being rolled out in my local area and I'll have a connection appointment booked in. Oh, good luck with that, as we know, Tess. But when installed, this will result in an immediate drop in cost to a limit similar to other parliamentarians, which are about $100 and $150 a month, not $1,500 or $2,000 a month. Now, don't forget, Stuart Robert was dumped from Turnbull's ministry in 2016 after a scandal over a private trip to Beijing when he attended an event to celebrate a deal involving an Australian mining company headed by a Liberal Party donor. An investigation by the Secretary of the Prime Minister's Department revealed Mr. Robert had breached the statement of ministerial standards by having shares in a trust linked to the mining company of this donor. Not happy with that. Then, as coronavirus lobbed and the federal government ramped up its response, in particular around income support, we saw Minister Gigabyte Download make a complete and utter fool of himself when he claimed that Centrelink was the victim of a denial of service. The only denial of service has been to the people of Australia by this absolute fool of a minister. Remember, this is a guy who has a master's degree in information technology. Now, while his officials were seeking the facts, unlike Minister Gigabyte Download, he thought it was a good idea to keep talking. He told reporters there'd been a cyber attack on the MyGov website. Probably the Russians. Could have been the Chinese. No! But he fanned the national anxiety that had been spreading since the chaos of the night before, when every level of government was struggling to be clear about whether schools would be operating, precisely which services would be shut down, and how we were going to contain the spread of the virus. Now, given that lockdowns have just cost people their jobs, a run on the MyGov website would have been predicted even by, and dare I say, especially by a minister with a master's degree in information technology. But by question time in Parliament on the next day, the Right Honourable Minister Gigabyte Download had a completely different story. There was no cyber attack. Chinese and the Russians are in the clear. The website had just got overwhelmed by the terrified people who government, state and federal, had just put out of work to try and save their lives. Minister Gigabyte Download told Alan Jones the next day why you would go on Alan Jones. We actually invited him on Joy, but he didn't come. He said to Alan Jones the next day that on reflection, possibly, and it wasn't entirely clear, but he should have conducted himself differently. He said, I probably should have waited for the investigation before jumping the gun. The hole then got dug deeper when he said, my bad for not realising the sheer scale of the decision on Sunday night that literally saw hundreds and thousands, maybe a million people unemployed. My bad. Really? My bad. He seems to have little grasp on how the systems he administers actually work. How do you impose a lockdown on the Sunday night that puts, as he acknowledged, a million people out of work and then estimate only about 5% of them are going to go onto MyGov to try and get a benefit? Minister Gigabyte Download should sit for a master's degree in the effing obvious. But of course, he could do it remotely. He won't use a lot of downloaders. He'll get credited for every component of that degree. And to finalise, yesterday, this is an MBA. This is even better. We have the unmitigated disaster of robo-debt, where Minister Gigabyte Download revealed that the government would refund $721 million. I'll say that again, $721 million that was illegally extracted in more than 470,000 cases from 373,000 people. People at the margins of our society, people doing it tough, people with disabilities, people with mental health challenges, unemployed folks, single mums and dads, carers, pensioners, in fact, the very people he as minister is supposed to be looking after and out for. And you know, people have died while they're challenging this robo-debt. People have taken their lives in desperation over robo-debt. Mate, you have blood on your hands. In 2019, there are emails between senior bureaucrats that were released to a Senate inquiry that said that the tax office advised the department the scheme was unlawful. Now, remember, this was a debt collection system based on digital records from the government's own information technology systems. Minister Gigabyte Download said, this is a program that started 5 years ago based on the best information at the time. I've been the responsible minister for 12 months. Well, I don't think you've been a responsible minister. I think you've been an irresponsible minister. But as soon as information came to light to show there was a lack of sufficiency, I moved quickly to pause all debts, and refine the program as you'd expect. I promised I'd come back to the Australian people with updated information, which I'm doing openly and transparently today. A press conference with 15 minutes notice, I might add. I'm confident I have the right numbers, and I'm confident I've got the right systems to do the refund. Or perhaps Minister Gigabyte Download will enter all the refund data himself. After all, he does have an MBA in information technology. Now, the government started this program half a decade ago, based on the best information at the time, so he says. We're moving forward with the best information we have, he says. The problem here is that Minister Gigabyte Download is so clearly out of his depth. One wonders why he's not pictured with a life jacket on and a life preserver around his neck. And what needs to happen is that Minister Gigabyte Download, who is a terror flop, he should be downloaded into the rubbish bin. Not reformatted like a dodgy USB, not put into the ministerial recycling bin, put him in the rubbish bin. He is an inept, dangerous, careless fool. And that's what I think.
And that was Macca's opinion. So, Macca, one question to you. Why did you decide to focus on Stuart Roberts this morning?
Because not only, you know, did he rip off... he couldn't get an internet connection that cost less than $3,000 a month for 300 gigabytes. I mean, for God's sake, what are you downloading? Secondly, he was responsible for the meltdown, or not catering for the meltdown, that MyGov encountered when the government instituted that income support program. And for days, he denied there was any problem. Oh, look, you know, he put on social media, look, it's all good, it's all going to be fine. These are people that couldn't access the system, right? And he also, you know, he had actually a really nice Rolex watch from a Chinese businessman. It's probably a fake watch, but who knows? Reality is, and then robo-debt. On a Friday night, in PR terms, in journalists, it's called putting out the rubbish. Right? Friday night, 15 minutes notice, Minister Gigabyte Download calls a press conference just to say, oh, by the way, in nearly 500,000 cases, we've driven people, in some cases, to their death. Right? We've sent them debts, but we don't actually know if they owe, and we're going to repay $721 million. Not $7 million, not $21 million, Tass. $721 million. Not only is Minister Gigabyte Download dangerous, he's heartless, he's an idiot, and if this is what we can expect from our federal government, then Minister Gigabyte Download, get in the bin. That's why I featured him.
That was Macca's opinion, and we have had a message from one of our listeners, actually a couple of messages, but 317 does ask, are you waiting for a reply from him now, Macca?
No, he's probably too busy downloading something else to read my emails. And frankly, if he wants to come on, I'll give him the time. No problem. No problem whatsoever. But $721 million the government is giving back. Not repaying, because you know what? It's the community's money. It's not his. It's not the government's. It's people's money, and he extracted it illegally. So, did you enjoy that, Tass?
It's a bit hard not to, Macca. I mean, your language is so colourful and so evocative.
I sanitised it.
Oh, dear me.
Minister Gigabyte Download.
Dear me.
So, look, let's a couple of messages.
Well, Grant says, well done, Macca. Well said.
So here's one here. Enjoy your SatMag editorials. And agree with you, Mr. Roberts, but for both yours and Joy's sake, please keep an eye on the reach of the defamation laws. I researched everything I said. It's not meant to be a criticism, but people like Mr. Roberts and their ilk build their new swimming pools with proceeds from defamation actions, and they're wealthy enough to pursue them. Yeah, look, I understand it.
Graham then says, P.S., you don't need to read this out.
Oh.
LOL.
No, I think it's the... so sorry. look, everything, you know, what I expressed was an opinion. The figures and everything that I quoted are facts. They're on the public record. Anyone who watched the press conference yesterday, and I was sitting at home and this news alert came up. I'm like, oh. Because there'd been a little bit of discussion about robo-debt, but then all of a sudden, there he was. Minister Gigabyte Download, $721 million. You know, that the government is giving back to people that they extracted it from. Remember, they were told by the tax office.
Think of it as a stimulus payment, Macca.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, it's a bit hard to stimulate someone who's dead. It's a bit hard to stimulate someone who's dead, Tass. And another question, am I waiting for a right of reply from Stuart Robert? Absolutely. Anytime he wants to come on air, we'll give him time. And we'll even ring him so it doesn't cost him on his phone. Oh, Tess.
Oh, Macca.
But hang on. $721 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Have you ever, you know, and a million people became unemployed at the start of COVID-19, effectively overnight, and he thought, oh, you know, we've actually provisioned for about 90,000 people to access MyGov, right? 50,000, potentially up to 90,000. So between 5 and 10%, right? The guy's got a master's degree in information technology. It's all ones and zeros, you know. Come on.
Ones and zeros.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard. And then, you know, the Russians or the Chinese are attacking MyGov, right? No. It wasn't. It was the people trying to access the benefits, Tess. There you go.
Macca, there is a question here to you. What are your thoughts on the failed state of the USA? Will Trump be re-elected now? Asks 317.
Who was it, Tess? Was it Orson Welles that said never underestimate, you know, the public? I think we're all surprised when Donald Trump got elected. He got less votes than Hillary, but he got more Electoral College votes. It's not a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden will win. I do think it is a failed state. You know, there's a great deal of unrest in the US now.
It's a sad start of affairs, Macca.
Oh, look, here we go. Here's someone said about Minister Gigabyte Download. Well said, Macca, you forgot to mention that Minister Gigabyte Download was reinstated to the ministry by the Prime Minister. That's right. I think they actually pray together, Tess.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're part of the Parliamentary Prayer Group.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. That's fine. It's good.
It's a bit of social connectivity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, I think... Look, let's talk a little bit about the US.
Yeah. I think that is a
We've seen topic. Significant riots breaking out, significant civil unrest, the National Guard being called in, police stations being burnt down. I would think, you know, let's go back to in the past, you know, where this has happened. Nothing much has happened in America. And I put, nothing much has changed. And the reason that I think this is pretty bad what's happening now, but it's going to get worse, is that Donald Trump has enabled this. By, think back to when some far right wing protesters, one of them drove his car into a crowd of protesters, and Trump said, oh, you know, there's good people on both sides here, right?
I recall that.
His dog whistling around race and around division, all Donald Trump cares about is his base. He doesn't care about the rest of America. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of the fault, the escalation in this lies at his door because he's enabled it. And am I concerned that he will win the election? I'm very concerned. Another 4 years of a man, you know, that seriously, I think he's unwell. I think he's quite delusional. He's surrounded by people of no moral fibre. The Republicans in the Congress, you know, are three-legged blind lapdogs. And America is divided. I don't know whether Joe Biden can bring it back together. I think they're actually heading towards what is a failed state. And I can't imagine what it feels like to be an African-American in America now, let alone what it's been like in the past, but what it feels like now. It makes me deeply sad. It makes me deeply sad that a country that has contributed so much, not perfect, but has contributed so much to the world, that we have a situation where it's actually it's being governed by a delusional madman. It's very sad, and people are dying, and more people are going to die.
Macca, I think that there's an old saying, the fish rots from the head, and it sort of feels true in this case, to be quite honest. The leadership...
Too much sun lamp.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.